With a look at your sports on this Tuesday morning, October 15th, I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Next Saturday's Interstate Series football game between South Dakota State and USD will be played at night at Dykhouse Stadium. Officials from ESPN and the Missouri Valley Football Conference announced on Monday that kickoff for the in-state rivalry game has been set for 6:30 p.m. That is next week on Saturday, and the game will be televised before a national audience on ESPNU. Both teams enter this week ranked in the top five of the FCS polls. This week, SDSU, they will be in Fargo, taking on number two North Dakota State in the annual Dakota Marker game. That is Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Fargo Dome. That is on ESPN2. High school football polls released yesterday, and for the third straight week, there is a new number one team in Class 11AA. This time it is the Yankton Bucks at 5-2 on the season. Yankton received 15 of 21 first place votes after they won at number one Brookings last week. With the loss, Brookings, they fall three spots down to number four. Spearfish is at number two. They're 6-1 on the season. They have the best record of any AA team. They received six first-place votes. Watertown moves up one spot to number three, and T, they stay at number five. In Class 11B, no changes. Winner still at one, Sioux Valley at two, and Elk Point Jefferson at number three. Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central at number four, and number five, Mount Vernon Plankington rounds out the top five. Parkston, Howard, Avon, your top teams, 9AA, 9A, and 9B, near unanimous number ones. And a Trip Delmont Armor, Andy Central Dakota Christian, still at number five in 9AA. And Canastota, stand steady at number five in 9B. And in 11-man football, Sioux Falls Christian at 7-0. They received all 21 first-place votes in 11A. And Harrisburg at number one, they received 18 of 21 first-place votes in Class AAA. High school volleyball poll, there is a new team in Class A, Del Rapids, now the new number one team, as they move past previous number one, Dakota Valley, who falls down to number two. Chester area, still at number one in the Class B rankings, while the top two spots in AA do not change. Harrisburg at one, they are 17-0 as their winning streak gets close to 60 straight matches. Sioux Falls Jefferson, they stay steady at number two. Mitchell Colonel Volleyball, they will be on the road tonight at Sioux Falls Jefferson. That will be at 7 o'clock. Also, Dakota Wesleyan Volleyball, they start a stretch of three straight home matches tonight. They will host Valley City State at 7 o'clock. For more sports, you can always check out our websites at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.